Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Morning, Doc.
Damn it.
What's the matter?
Do I look stupid to you?
Is this a trick question?
I'm serious, Coach. Everywhere I go, people look at me and just assume I'm a moron.
Before you've even said anything?
Yeah. Last night, I watched this great National Geographic special about spiders, or as they are called, arachnids. Well, I thought it was fascinating. So I went to the library, and I asked the lady if they got any books about spiders. She looks at me for a second, and then gives me Charlotte's Web.
Well, I'm sure she didn't mean anything by it.
Oh, she did. Have you read that book? It's for kids. Wait, Wilbur's One Amazing Pig, but other than that, it's juvenile. What is it about me, Coach? What makes people treat me like that?
Oh, Dob, hey, it's not you. It's got nothing to do with you. You are a bright, young, intelligent man. That librarian lady was just being rude. Don't let what happened today intimidate you. You just gotta have a little confidence, son. Ben!
Excuse me, do you know how to get to the administration building?
I do. You go up the stairs, go down the hallway, and out the door. Make a right. Start crossing the lawn. When you pass the fountain, make another right. Go about 100 yards. It's the second building on your left.
Do you know how to get to the administration building?
Luther Van Dam.
I'm fine, thank you.
Who's asking?
I just thought I'd save you the trouble. Great day, isn't it?
Well, you've got chocolate, so yeah, it is a great day.
Well, I got more than chocolate. Hey, that sounds like a song. I got more than chocolate. I've got something sweeter than that.
Luther, there's something you want to tell me?
I met a woman.
Really? Who is it?
Her name is Ruth Ann, and she is a goddess. She's an angel. She's a cocktail waitress at the bowling alley.
Wow. When did you meet her?
Well, you know how I always go to the bowling alley on Tuesday night? You know, Tuesday night's half-price shoe night. You rent a shoe, get the other one free. Get it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sitting at the little bar there eating a lot of bear nuts. Every time I look down, my bowl is full again. You know what that means, Hayden? Somebody was giving me unlimited beer nuts.
When are you going to marry this woman?
Anyway, next time she comes over, I take a good look at her. And let me tell you, she is hotter than, well, those really hot things, you know. You get them at a candy store. They're red and they're hot.
A red hot?
Okay. Anyway, we start to talk, and she's funny. And, I mean, she's sexy and she's nice. And Hayden.
What?
I really like her.
Oh, that's great, Luth. When are you going to ask her out?
I already did. We're going out tomorrow night.
Ah. Where are you taking her?
Well, that's the problem. I don't know where to take her.
Well, how about a movie?
Yeah, I want to talk to you. You can't talk in a movie.
How about a restaurant?
It's so obvious. Everybody goes to a restaurant all day. Besides, I want to make her feel kind of special.
Right. Hey, I know. Why don't you bring her over to our place? The four of us will have dinner together. I mean, that way you introduce her to your best friends. That'll show her she's special. And besides, Christine and I'd love to meet her.
Ah, that's way too much trouble for you and Christine.
No, come on, Christine would love it. Why don't you call up Ruth Ann and see if it's okay with her?
No, I really couldn't.
No, come on, just call, Luther.
No.
Come on, Luther.
I can't call.
Call. Just call her and see.
I already did. We'll be there at 7:30.
I tell you something, Christine, you are incredible. And there you are, working away in the kitchen, creating a very beautiful meal, making sure everything goes perfectly.
I gotta be the luckiest guy in the whole wide world.
You want me to bring you a beer, right?
Yeah.
You just ran out of luck.
Yep. Yeah.
Hi. This is Ruth Ann.
Hi.
Just a sec.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great, great. That's mostly wood out here. Honey, our guests are here.
Yes.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Lucy.
This is Ruth Ann.
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. I brought us a little something.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
It's nothing that goes better with dinner than a nice glass of whiskey.
Hey, how lovely. I'll get the shot glasses.
Isn't this a great place?
Oh, yeah. I love how open everything is. You can see the TV from anywhere in the room.
Yeah, that's true. You can go to the fridge and get a snack without missing a second of the show.
That's luxury.
There you go. Thanks. Ruth Ann?
My God, you're a big one, aren't you? Christine, I'd hang on to him if I were you. And I bet you do on occasion, huh?
But dinner is almost ready. You're not going to join us?
No, thanks. We're trying to get pregnant.
Well, you're not trying right now, are you?
Not right this second.
Well, in my experience, this is the easiest way to get pregnant.
Is she right? She's got four kids, you know.
My youngest just graduated college, so I'm a free woman now. Do you mind if I smoke in here?
What are you going to smoke?
Cigarettes, silly. I'm down to my last vice.
You know, we can sit down at the table whenever you're ready.
What'd you make?
Salmon.
I thought I smelled fish in here.
Boy, I love salmon.
Me too. But I'm not picky. I'd eat a dead cat if they put enough mustard on it.
Dead. Come on, let's eat. I'm starved.
Well, let me put this out. This is an ashtray, isn't it?
It is now.
So when I found out Dwayne was sleeping with every woman he rented a car to, I dumped him.
That must have been very difficult.
I'll say. I miss all that free gas.
Ruth, I can listen to your stories all night. Hey, you want some more dessert?
God, no. If I have one more bite, I think I'll explode all over this place. But I wouldn't mind taking a piece to go.
Oh, of course. Let me just wrap it up for you.
Hey, put a piece of fish in there for me, too, will you?
Oh, yeah. That's just great.
I'm just so glad you liked everything.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It's amazing. I mean, for someone as skinny as a toothpick, you really know how to cook. Of course, I guess with a big lug like this, you'd have to.
This has been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
Oh, look at the time. I can't believe it's 10 o'clock already.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Luther, I'm sure they have something better to do than to talk to us all night.
We really appreciate you guys having us over. We really had a great time.
We did, too. We had fun.
It was nice meeting you both. Yeah. I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of each other. Next time, my place. Come on, Luther. If you're going to make a move before I fall asleep, you got about a half an hour. They are so nice.
You want to start, or should I?
What do you mean?
I mean, Ruth Ann.
What about her?
You didn't notice anything about her?
Like what?
Like when she started picking her teeth at the table?
Come on, you've seen people use a fork for that before.
Well, not the serving fork. And how about when she went on for 20 minutes about a gallbladder operation?
That was a very big operation for her.
I know. She showed me the scar.
Come on, Hayden. She's very nice. She's just a little uninhibited.
A little uninhibited? I wouldn't call somebody who changes her pantyhose during the course of the meal a little uninhibited.
Don't have to be mean.
Christine, you're just not going to say anything about her because you don't say anything bad about anybody.
That is not true. I just happen to like her.
Oh, you do, do you? Well, then I guess you'd have no problem with me calling Luther's machine right now and making a date with him for tomorrow.
I can't tomorrow.
Why not?
Have to buy a new tablecloth.
Hey.
Morning, Luther. Or should I say good afternoon?
I'm sorry I'm late. That woman burned me down.
Luther, I really don't want to hear any more than that. Okay?
Well, she really liked you and Christine. She couldn't stop talking about how nice you guys were. Tell me, Hayden, what'd you guys think of her?
Well, she was really something. Christine thought she was completely uninhibited.
You should have seen her when we got back home.
Please, no more, okay?
Don't you think she's wild?
Yeah.
And she's so sexy and smart and... so comfortable to be with. You know, she's like, what's that word?
Unpretentious?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what does that mean?
Well, you know, I mean, she accepts herself for what she is.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, you know, I mean, she's herself. She doesn't care what anyone else thinks about her.
What would anybody think of her?
Well, you know, she's a little body.
Body? What do you mean by body?
You know, earthy.
No, earthy isn't body. Earthy is earthy. Body is, you know, body.
I didn't say she was that. What the hell's wrong with you?
You don't like her?
No, Luther, I didn't say that. I was very careful not to say that.
Well, you didn't have to. It's obvious. Body.
Luther, come on.
I finally find someone really great and you hate her.
I don't hate her.
Well, then what is?
Well, she's just a little coarse.
Coarse. Coarse. Coarse and bawdy. Why, because she didn't stick out her little pinky finger when she drank? Or because she stuffed a napkin in her top when she ate? Or because she picked up a piece of fish off the plate with her hand?
Well, she had to. She was using the fork to pick her teeth.
Oh. Now it all comes out. You think she's low class. I'm not a bit surprised. Look at the woman you married.
Excuse me?
I'm talking about that prissy little goody-two-shoes wife of yours with her please and her thank you, and you got a little gravy in your hair.
Hey! At least she's not a construction worker.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have a construction worker than a little Barbie doll.
I'd rather have a Barbie doll than some longshoreman.
Yeah, well, your wife is a boring stiff.
All right! That's it!
Yeah, right, that is it! I don't want to have to look in your face another second. Don't expect me to be around here for a couple of days. Can I have a couple of days off?
Yeah!
Thank you!
Tarver, what did you do?
Tired of people treating me like a big, dumb, blonde guy. I'm telling you, Coach, people are already looking at me differently.
I'm one of them.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a quick question. I'm going to practice sprinting on the football field. I run the 50 meter. Can you tell me how many yards that is on the football field?
I don't know.
50 meters is 55 yards.
Thanks.
Mm. Not everyone knows that, Dauber. But where are you going?
I'm gonna wash my hair. I can't handle the responsibility of this look.
Come in.
Hi, Hayden.
Hi, Ruth Ann.
Is Luther here?
No, he's not.
Oh.
Something the matter?
Actually, I haven't heard from him in 3 days.
What?
He hasn't answered any of my calls. I even knocked on his door. Nothing. You think he might have run off with some floozy?
Well, No, that didn't sound like Luther.
Think maybe I scared him away?
Why do you say that?
I was thinking maybe I came on too strong. I do that sometimes when I really like somebody.
You really like them, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Most of the men I've been with treat me kind of lousy. Luther's the first guy in a long time that seems to be happy to be with me. You don't think anything happened to him, do you?
No, no. Luther's been known to disappear for days at a time. I'm sure he's fine.
Okay. You know, I really had a good time the other night.
Oh, so did we.
If you see him, will you tell him I'm looking for him?
I sure will.
Come on, Luther, open up! I'm not leaving till you open up. Come on, Luther, I know you're in there. I can smell microwave brownies.
It's not brownies. It's just a batter.
Come on, open up.
Jeez. Like a compost pile in here. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just fine.
You sure nothing's wrong?
Nothing is wrong, Katie. I'm fine. I'm fine. Anything else you wanted?
Ruth Ann stopped by my office.
Well, that must have been horrible for you.
She's really upset. Why have you been avoiding her?
Like you don't know.
What do I know?
You know I want to see Ruth Ann, but I can't.
Why can't you?
Oh, quit playing Mr. Innocent. I can't see it because you said I can't.
I never said that.
You said you didn't like her.
Would you like her?
Of course I like her.
Well, then what does it matter what I think?
Oh, you're really starting to annoy me, Hayden. Hayden, do you remember when we first met?
Of course I do.
What was the first thing you said to me? I mean, even before hello.
I don't remember.
Well, I do. We're sitting at the training table, first day of practice, your freshman year. And I reached over to take the lid off a casserole dish, and you said, don't touch that, it's hot.
So?
So you were right. I touched it, and it was hot. I burned my hand. And I said to myself, she said, I shouldn't listen to that guy.
Is that what this is about?
Hey, I've been thinking about this for 3 days. Everything that's ever worked out for me in my life has happened because I listened to you.
Oh, that's ridiculous, Luther.
Oh, yeah? You remember when you got your first head coaching job and you asked me to be your assistant? And I said I couldn't. I want to stay where I was because I thought I had a hell of a future there. And you practically kidnapped me to take me to Chattanooga. And what happened? What happened in Chattanooga?
We won the division title that year.
That's right. What happened in the school where I was at?
It burned down.
Every time I haven't listened to you, it's been a disaster. Like the time I knew if the team took a plane to that game, something terrible was going to happen, and I got those train tickets.
And that, come on, that can happen to anybody.
Yeah, but what about this year when I got offered that head coaching job? You did everything but tell me not to take it. What'd I do?
Well, you took it.
And what happened?
Got fired the first day.
Hayden, I remember. I remember back in Akron, we changed schools 5 times in the last 10 years. You came to me and wanted to change jobs one more time. I said, Hayden, I'm just tired of moving around. Everything's great here. I got a nice apartment. There's a good pizza place around the corner. And you said, come on, Luther, let's go to Minnesota. And we did. And here in Minnesota, everything's been greater than ever. I mean, we got a national championship, something I've always wanted. And it's all because I listened to you.
Well, Luther, that really means a lot to me. But you left out a lot of important stuff.
You mean like what?
Well, like all those great decisions I made about our career pretty much ruined every other part of my life.
What do you mean?
Well, it cost me a marriage. It caused me to miss my daughter growing up. I was lonely and unhappy for a lot of years. In fact, I felt so lousy, I almost ruined what I had with Christine. See, I don't think I'm the guy that you should bank on when it comes to making personal decisions about your life. Now, how do you feel about Ruth Ann?
I'm crazy about it.
Well, then what the heck difference does it make what anybody else thinks about it?
If I started seeing Ruth Ann a lot, I'm afraid maybe you and Christine wouldn't see us as much.
Luth, I hardly know Ruth Ann. And you're my best friend. And that's the only thing that counts. As a matter of fact, that's the only thing that matters. Now, come on. Ruth Ann's worried about you. Now, why don't you give her a call?
Ruth Ann. Hi, it's Luther. Yeah, fine. I miss you so much. I'm sorry I worried you. I promise I won't ever do that again. Listen, Ruth Ann, I'd like to make it up to you. Yeah, how about tonight? The tiki hut at 8 o'clock? Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, Hayden and Christine want to come.